welcome to our third and final coaching session with me, with Joel, your coach. I'm very happy to be here with you guys again. Today's topic is going to be about your vocational path and your life path. Your life path is a really broad topic. So it's, you know, it's not something we can cover in 20 minutes, 25 minutes. But for today's particular purpose, we want to focus on your vocational path. What is your vocation and why is it important and why you would need a coach for such a thing? You know, before getting to this episode today, I think it was important that we talk about a little recap on the last two episodes that I did that were all focused on mental health and wellness, and, you know, why coaching is important in these topics. The first one was about health, physical health and fitness, and why that's such a good thing to strive for and to keep in mind moving forward. The second episode was focused on love and relationships in the modern era, this new age of technology, which with everything changing, and, you know, it's changed the way we love, the way we date, the way we relate to other people romantically. And, you know, all of these topics are very much what we coaches always talk about, because, you know, we could have our own specific fields that we are specialized in or whatever the case may be. But those are pretty relatable topics. Everyone, most people, you know, they have a health concern that they want to talk about, or a relationship that they would like to talk about or discuss. And in this case, you know, your vocation, that's something that I think most of us can relate to. So I try to keep my topics as relatable as possible so that it can be across the board, relatable for everyone. I really enjoyed doing the last two episodes about, love and relationships and, fitness and health. And I really look forward to doing this one, in particular because this is what I really became a coach for. So, as a certified, coach, my focus really is on helping people finding their true vocations in life, their purpose in life. And one would ask, what exactly is a vocation and how is it different from your career or from your job or any of those things? You see, everybody has a job. You know, your job is your nine. Well, not everybody has a job, but most people have a job. And even the people who are not working or getting paid for it, they're still working. You know, even if you're like a stay at home mom, you're taking care of kids, you might not be receiving a salary, but that's still, it's a job. or maybe you're a caretaker or whatever the case may be. It's a job, you know. Your job is what you do on a day-to-day basis. You know, let's just frame it as a 9-to-5 kind of a thing. You do it every single day, for X amount of years. You get paid. That's it. Maybe you get promoted, maybe not. And that's basically what a job is, you know, or you don't get paid, like in the case of parenting or in the case of being a caretaker. In which you're taking care of something or someone, and that is what your job is. However, a career is a very different thing. That is a, you know, that is what you focus on, you know, what you go to school for. That is what you spend a long period of time in. That's what you spend your life in. It's your occupation. It's a significant period of time that you're spending, you know, moving forward. It's your calling, it's your employment, it's your line of work, it's your, you know, it's your walk of life, right? That's your, what your career is. Usually we all go to school so that we can establish our careers and, you know, and do what we have to do to get to that job, to ultimately, you know, stay in there and specialize and become like masters in our fields, right? Until the very end, until we retire, and then bam, we're done. Now, a vocation is a very different thing. Part of your vocation or part of vocational topics is careers and is jobs. But your vocation in life is a very different thing. It's basically, it's a strong feeling of purpose. It's like your mission in life. It's like your life's work. It's your calling. That's what a vocation is. It doesn't have to be a career and it doesn't have to be a job, but oftentimes it does involve a career and it does involve your job. And personally for me, this is a very important topic because I think that there's nothing more important in a person's life than a person's vocation. What we're here to do from the minute that we are able to do things, right? Professionally and academically and personally, you know, the mark that we leave in the world. That is what our vocation is. We're here to, you know, do something. Everyone is here to do something. Whether you went to school or not, whether you worked or not, whether you have a career path or not, we're all here with a mission. We're all here with a purpose. There's a reason why we're all here. And I think when we understand what our vocation is, I think it becomes a little easier to walk that life path a little clearer and a little more firm. I really think that if a person doesn't understand their vocation, they're likely to make a lot of mistakes and they're likely to be very, very unhappy. And that's why in order for a person to be happy, mentally stable, in order for a person to be successful, a person needs to know what their vocation in life is. If you are lucky, which not that many people are, to be honest, but if you are lucky and smart, your job and your career are in perfect alignment with your vocational path. What that means is hopefully you have a job that is leaning towards a career, that it's leaning towards your mission and mission statement, your purpose in life, your vocational life. And that is great. That is a beautiful thing. That means that your entire life is focused on this particular thing, this vocational path that you're on. And your work and your career and your academics and everything that you're doing is to be on that path. If you are lucky enough to be on that path, then I salute you. And I think you're doing, you know, I can't stress enough how amazing and lucky you are, because that is one of the best things that a person can have. Oftentimes, we are not, a lot of people are not that lucky, and they have to balance themselves out. And so they may have a job doing something, but they want a career in something else because maybe that career path is going to give them more money or more prestige or more status or power, or whatever the case may be. That's not really what they want to do. That's not what they were meant to do. And their vocational path is a completely different one. And so now you have a person fighting off three different elements in their life. They're fighting off, you know, the jobs that they're doing on a daily basis versus the career they wish they did versus the path that they're supposed to actually be on. This is such a struggle, you know, internally, externally, it's a huge struggle. And one of the things I love about coaching and the reason why I became a vocational coach or a life coach is because I really like working with people and aligning them in that particular path. For me, I've always known exactly what I wanted to do at the age of 16. I understood what I wanted. I picked jobs that were in alignment with my career path. And I picked a career that is in alignment with my vocational path. You know, studying mental health counseling and studying rehabilitation counseling and to be a therapist in the future, you know, not far from today, thank God. And taking jobs in social services, nonprofit industries, working with people that are disenfranchised and that need assistance. From very early on, from I think when I want to say the age of 16 or so, I understood that this is what I wanted to do. And like becoming a life coach, you know, becoming a coach, that was something that goes in alignment with that. And so I designed a career path and an academic path that fit that vocational purpose that I have. I ask when I talk to people and I tell them, you know, I started at 16. I knew exactly what I wanted at 16, and it was just a matter of getting there. To them is just like, wow, how do you do that? You know, like I still don't know what I want to do, or I still don't know how to do, achieve what I want to do. And I think it's so shocking to me. Like how does a person not know? It shouldn't be that shocking. Here's the thing. Society is always expecting that you make a specific amount of money. And if you fall in love with a specific vocational path, with a specific career, you may not necessarily pick a job that is in that path. You're going to pick a job that's going to pay you well. And guess what? You're going to probably make a lot of money. You're going to probably have a lot of properties, and that's fantastic. But you're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to be happy because you have now spent time and energy working in a job that you don't love. Now, what's happening a lot is that a lot of people are switching their careers. A lot of people are being more aware of this. They're being more conscientious that money doesn't buy happiness. That 9-to-5 job model, specific career paths. If it's not what you truly love, you shouldn't be doing it. So that's why I'm so happy to do this podcast today, because I feel like a lot of people they're aware of this. They're becoming more aware of it. You know, things are becoming less traditional, more open, more organic. People are more likely to, you know, really choose and select the fields that they know that they want to be on. But it can be a struggle, you know, especially like, let's say you're an artist. You may be very talented and you may be really good, whether you're a painter, a singer, an actor, a performer of some sort, a dancer, a musician, and you're great. But unfortunately, maybe you're finding gigs and that's not paying the bills. So now you have to find yourself a job, a real job that can help you find, you know, that can help you pay the bills and sustain yourself and survive. And now you're struggling. You're like, well, I have a job. I'm doing this. Now I don't have time to do the stuff that I really love to do because that doesn't pay or because it requires a little bit too much effort and work. Here's the thing. People need to understand that when they want something, when they love something, when they know that they're going to be good at something, they need to be ready to sacrifice a little bit. That means spend a period of time not necessarily making enough money. That means taking on jobs and, I don't know, internships or projects that they may not necessarily want to do. But there are sacrifices that need to be made in order to move yourself forward. But I think the struggle has been that a lot of people have done this, right? And they have sacrificed and they have made the effort and they have made the work and nothing has manifested from that. So how does one find one, you know, how do you find your path? How do you know what your vocational path is supposed to be? I mean, it's not like you wake up one day and you figure it out. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. The first thing that you need to do, if you really want to know what your path is, if you really want to know what your vocational, path is supposed to be, you need to listen to yourself. You need to look inward and you need to think about the things that you like to do, the things that you love to do, and the things that you know that you're good at. Everybody's good at something. Everyone is good at something. It doesn't matter if it's something insignificant or that you may consider insignificant. Everyone has a skill. Everyone has a talent. Everyone has something, an attribute to them that they can use to their advantage. I think the smart thing is taking that attribute and taking that talent and taking that skill and learning how to make money from it. That is huge. You need to look inward into what you love to do, into what you like to do, into what you know that you're good at, and you need to turn that into your path, into your career. You need to find jobs in that field. I can't stress this enough. I see people 9-to-5, go to work, make money, wear the nice clothing, nice jewelry, nice suits, nice dresses, whatever. And they never have a smile on their faces. Never. They're never happy. They're never satisfied. And yeah, duty calls. They may be parents. They may need to do this work because they need to sustain a family or whatever the case may be. And they may have a nice property, nice house, nice car, nice everything. But they spend so much time at work that they don't actually have time to enjoy this property that they're actually working for. And so they're not staying, you know, they're not they're basically working to stay alive as opposed to staying alive to work, if that makes any sense. I think the purpose that we have, our mission statements, our calling, what we're meant to do, is not something that we figure out right away. We need to really understand who we are. We need to really explore internally, like spiritually, psychologically, internally, mentally. We need to really dig deep and know ourselves so that we can really understand what it is that we're meant to be doing. This is really key when you're young, when you're in your teenage years, before you go to college, before you go to graduate school, before you get your first jobs, because I think you can start that path on the right foot. You know what I mean? If you, at an early age, or if you're a parent and you have kids, you want to, you know, advise them, you know, not place your own ideas and ambitions or whatever onto them. You want to let them choose for themselves. You know what I mean? I was allowed to choose for myself. And because of that, I have been very happy and very fulfilled in many ways. And so that's why I always like to, pass that on. But if you were at a young age and you're a teenager or a young adult, or you're a parent of a teenager and a young adult, just remember, like, this is the perfect time, because before, you know, that journey begins, you want to start it off on the right foot. Before you go to college, graduate school, before you get your first jobs, your first internships, your first volunteer work experiences, you want to do it in settings where you know that you're going to vibrate. It's all about energy. You want to know that you're in the right place at the right time and with the right people, because that's how you'll succeed. That's how you'll do well. And that's how you'll know that you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing. That is the best advice that I can give someone that's a little bit younger, that's, you know, that's in their young adulthood years, teenage years. And I can't stress it enough. I think it's one of the best things about working with young people is that they're about to embark on this new journey. And if they can avoid making certain mistakes, that is a beautiful thing. Now, let's say you're a little bit older and you did make certain mistakes, or you were happy, but you just decided to change your mind. You know, people, you know, change their minds. They say that we now are changing careers, what, three times our lifetime, right? Before, we would just have one career. And now is more that we have three. And so if you decide you're at that point where, okay, you know, I want to shift. I'm in my, I don't know, mid-30s. I'm in my early 30s, late 30s, early 40s. Heck, I'm in my late 40s, early 50s, and I just want to change. It's not too late. It's never too late for you to pursue the things that you want to do and that you would love to do. Here's why I wanted to make this podcast. I thought about work, you know, the importance of our jobs. You know, a lot of people say that the most important thing is our families, our relationships, our health. Obviously, all of those things play a humongous role. It's like a pie chart, and each one of those things takes like a huge chunk. But you have no idea how important your job is, or your career / vocation. You wake up, you get prepared to go to work. You're at work for what, 8 hours during the day, and then you get home, and then you unwind. You do this 5 times if you're, you know, like most average jobs, 35 hours a week or a 40-hour work week, right? 5 times during the week. That is a lot of hours, a lot of days, and a lot of time spent in one setting in your job. And then you get your weekends. You get your 2 days off in the whole week, and then you have your vacations, right? Which lasts a week, 2 weeks, if you're lucky, 3, maybe 4. This is not obviously like every country, every city, everyone's jobs and time frames are very different, but just for the sake of the topic, like, we'll stick to these numbers and time frames. And so you can tell, like, you know, 12 months, you know, the 12 months that we have in the year, we only get maybe one where we can take a couple of weeks off for a vacation. And out of those 12 months, every single day from Monday through Friday, if you have like a standard job, 9 to 5, right? You're working 8 hours every single day, and then you have to get home and prepare for the next day. Basically, your life revolves around your job. Your job is, to me, the way I see it, is the most key thing in your life. Imagine spending so much time of your life unhappy, unsatisfied. Imagine that. I can't think of anything worse. And I also can't think of anything better than spending those 8 hours every day, those 5 days out of the week, and those 12 months in complete fulfillment, doing something that you love, that you're good at, and that you like, utilizing your skills, utilizing what you were given. Everyone was given something. But oftentimes, you'd be surprised. I have been guilty of it. I'm not guilty of it at the moment, but in the past, we have taken jobs, right, that we necessarily did not like or love, or we knew we didn't really care for, but guess what? It paid really well, or it gave us, a specific company gave us perks, or it was just a potential opportunity for a promotion or for another opportunity, and it just got extended, and then you just stood there for a really long time. And now there you are. You're in this job where you're not good at, or you don't like, or you don't want to do, or you simply don't feel satisfied in. Imagine the effect that that must have on your mood, on your mind, on your thoughts, on your feelings, on your whole psychological makeup. To be in a place where you don't want to be, where you don't like to be, and where you know that you're not supposed to be. So that's why, you know, I always stress to people, and that's why I became a certified vocational coach, because I really wanted to make sure that this was something that I passed on forward. The concept of picking the right jobs, picking the right careers, and finding your true vocation. Now, I can say this a million times, and you know, there can be the argument that, you know, reality is what it is, and, you know, responsibilities set in, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do to survive, and, you know, financial responsibilities take precedence, and family responsibilities, and that's all understandable. But the only advice I can provide, or the only suggestion, or the only little piece of knowledge that I can impart, which you probably already know, but maybe, you know, it's things that we forget down the line, right? Is do what you need to do, whatever it is, academically, professionally, you know, your work. But in the back of your mind, always keep in mind what you love, what you like, and what you want to do, and find a way to do that. That hobby that you do, find a way to take it as a part-time hustle, right? Take it as a part-time job. Do it as a volunteer thing. Do it part-time so that you can invest energy and time into something that you truly like and something that you truly love to do. Always make time for the things that you love to do. And then if you get lucky and if you're really good at that, and if you're smart in how you handle yourself and if you found the right place, hopefully that can turn into a job. Hopefully that job can turn into a career path. And hopefully that career path can turn into your vocation. Why exactly would you need a coach for such a thing? You know, I think it's a really simple concept, right? Finding a job, finding a career, finding your vocational path, but not really. You know, I think it's a very important decision that we make in our lives. You'd be surprised how many people are in undergraduate programs, you know, in school, college, they're there because they have to be, because they need a degree or whatever the case may be, but they don't really know what they want to be. They're just there taking classes, taking their credits, rushing to get that degree, but they don't really know what they want to be. Or even, you know, people who are working, you know, they have jobs and they're looking for purpose. They're looking for something a little bit more meaningful. And so working with a coach and really help you find a little bit of perspective into what exactly it is that you ought to be doing. You know what I mean? A coach can be a motivational person who can kind of like point out these like skills that you have that you don't even know that you have, or that you don't even know that you can use in a job or in a career or in a vocational path. You know, sometimes people know exactly what they have. Some people actually know what their skills are. They know exactly what their talents are. But guess what? They're probably afraid. You know, they're afraid to take that leap. They're afraid to, you know, they're afraid to take a chance. You know, they're afraid to take that risk. And that's pretty logical. You know, imagine like having a good job with good money and good benefits and stability and all that good stuff. But your heart is somewhere else. And then for you to just take that leap, it would be a huge risk. So I would never advise you. I know that there's a lot of, life coach advice and a lot of nice quotes out there online and everywhere where they say, throw everything out the window and just follow your passion. No, I would never say that. Not like that. I would always say, be cautious, be smart, you know, do your thing, be responsible, right? You have to take care of your responsibilities. And then on the side, always leave time and room for the things that you love. And then when you are ready and the time has come, then launch yourself to do exactly what it is that you were meant to be. The last time that I was here, I recommended a couple of books, or I talked about a couple of books that I thought were significant to the topic at the moment. And today, one of the books that comes to mind is Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, and Love, which I believe was turned into a film. Great film. And one of the things that I do like about the book, even though it was done in a very dramatic fashion, right, for literary purposes, is that this woman's journey was very beautiful. As a woman who had a career path and she had a marriage, she had a perfect life, and she basically was unsatisfied. There was something missing. And then she did something to make change, and then she found her calling. And I think that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful message. It's not going to go like that for everyone. Not everyone gets their story happy ending the way the book does. And, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers away or anything, but what I'm trying to say is that the message here is, you know, sometimes you just have to follow your gut and follow that calling that you have. And so working with a coach can really help you with that. Working with a coach can really, tap into that inner potential that you have. One of the biggest struggles that we're facing in today's society is the work-life balance. You know, how do you do this? How do you get that job that you're talking about, or take care of these responsibilities, live your life, and then have time on the side for that passion or that vocational thing that we're talking about? How do you make time for that? The work-life balance is a huge, huge thing. And so some people just may need a little bit of pointers on that. One thing that I've learned to do for me is I've understood what I need to do and what I want to do and what I should do. And I put myself on an academic track and a professional track and a career track, and they're all in perfect alignment with each other. And then on the side, I made sure that I also pursued the things that I loved. And it may have sacrificed me a couple of things, but it has given me immense fulfillment in knowing that I have done everything that I possibly could to attain the things that I want. Now, I'm not necessarily done in my professional journey, academic journey, vocational journey. I'm a little bit more than halfway through, but I feel very good about it. And before being on this journey, I always felt like something was missing, and now I no longer feel that way. And so I think there's a lot of people out there that they can relate to that, where they know that they're meant to be doing something else, they have a calling for something, a passion for something, and that it's suppressed internally. And all I can say to you is make an effort to not suppress that. Let it out. You know, dig deep inside of you. Meditate for a couple of minutes if necessary. Not for religious purpose, but just so that you can mentally wrap your mind around who you are, right? And then ultimately get to that little point of you, that little voice that says, this is what I want to do. This is what I would like to do. As a coach, my role will always be to support whoever, my client is in their journeys. If you want advice, that can be provided to you. If you want suggestions, if you want someone to point you guys on the right direction, that's something I love to do. But one thing that I've learned to do is to step back and to let the person figure it out on their own. Because deep, deep down, you all know exactly what your vocational paths are. All of you know exactly what you're meant to be doing. It's just that sometimes people get distracted by what society expects of them, or what they're doing with their jobs, or money issues, whatever the case may be, and it blocks that inner voice that is telling you what you should be doing. And so I just wanted to just really talk about this important topic, of work, your job, your career, your vocational path. All of these things they take such a big chunk of that pie chart. I talked about a pie chart and how love and relationship, play such a big role, our partnerships, our marriage partners, our love relationships, our families, our health, our fitness routine, our mental health. All of these things take a huge chunk out of that pie chart that is our life. But personally, I believe that your vocational path takes a humongous chunk of that pie chart, bigger than we would expect. And I wanted to just, for those people out there looking for work or looking for careers or looking for, something to think about as far as work is related. I was looking online just to see, like, you know, I'm in New York right now. I'm recording this in New York City, and all of the stuff that I do professionally, academically, and, you know, I do it here. But I thought it was interesting. I wanted to know, like, what were the cities where, what are the best cities for job seekers, right? Or, you know, as of April 2018, and according to CNNBC and Time Magazine, New York is not in that list. We're not in that list. I thought it was interesting that California had four cities in there. They had San Jose as number one, San Francisco as number two, and San Diego number three, and I believe Los Angeles came in at number five. Four cities from California were in that list. So it's interesting. It basically tells you there's something about California that makes people really satisfied in their work, and that's something to look into and to think about. And as of April 2018, as of this year, you know, it seems like those are the cities that are where job seekers are doing the best in you know, in looking for work. And so I want to thank you for joining me in these past couple of sessions, and for tuning in. I hope you found something useful. You know, if you're thinking about what kind of a job you should do or what kind of career path you should take or what's your vocation in life, you know, look inside and you'll figure things out. If you need a coach, I'm here. You know, you can always email me. You know, I'm at nyumbrellacoaching@gmail.com. You can check the website at www.nyumbrellacoaching.com. And you can see if, you know, I would be the right fit for you or not. And go to onet.com. That's a really good, source for you to take quizzes and figure out what you should be doing. So it's onetonline.org. And basically what they do is they ask you questions via quizzes, and then they match you up with your skills. You know, what are the best skills that you have, and how can you use the skills best to find the right job for you, the right career path, the right academic path, and ultimately the right vocational path. It's a really good website. It helps you, you know, put things into perspective a little bit. You know, and it's been a pleasure talking with you guys about the subject. I think it's a very important subject for parents out there. Just remember, keep in mind, you know, money is important and so is status. All of these things matter. Traditional values matter. All of these things matter. But, you know, try to teach your kids to pursue the things that they love and that they are passionate about. And for you younglings out there, pursue the things that you know that you're going to be happy doing for the rest of your lives. It's been a pleasure, and I wish you all well. Take care, guys.